This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Istanbul, Turkey, and the Chess Olympiad has just ended. I don't actually know the official results, but everyone is kind of milling about, playing chess, buying books, and walking around, socializing, taking pictures. I'm sitting with two members of the Fijian national team, Hilda. See, I messed up the first name, and that's the easiest. Hilda Vukikumwala and Kieran Lyons, okay? I actually practiced those names, but I messed them up anyway. But anyway, both of them were playing for Fiji during the Olympiad, and we're going to just ask them some questions about their experiences and what's going on in Fijian chess. First of all, we'll go to Hilda and ask her, how was this tournament for you?
This tournament was very eye-opening. It was a great experience and good exposure, and I learned a lot from this Olympiad, and hopefully I just keep getting better, yeah.
And you played which position?
I play board 3, and we have Gloria Suku on board 2, Kieran Lyons on board 1, and Cabrina Terbe on board 4.
Okay, and we'll go to Karen. How was your experience?
Oh, I really, really enjoyed the Olympiads. I've been playing since Spain, which is 2004, and I just found it absolutely fantastic. I nearly stopped playing chess because you do get busy with work and studies and stuff, but having been part of the Olympiads, I just found it really good. You meet so many new people, and it's a community, even like coming from places where chess isn't really recognized outside the community, and then you come to these Olympiads and you're surrounded by all these people with the same passion, the same interest. It's just very, very uplifting.
Good. So what's chess like in Fiji? Fiji is on the other side of the world for most people. Well, from the Western perspective, it's on the other side of the world, and it's a small country. How many players do you have, and what's the environment like in Fiji?
Well, in Fiji, our chess club isn't so big, but for a small country, we do have quite a few players. Like, in the male division, we'd have about...
On average in the tournament, maybe about 12 players.
Yeah, for A category, but yeah. Whereas B, we have like, because we have A category for men, and then we have amateur division, so in the men's, they'll probably be
About 12 players
average, and then we just have our open, mm-hmm. And there's about 20 women or so playing chess in Fiji, yeah. So yeah.
Almost constant, yeah.
Okay, now Karen, I understand that you're not originally from Fiji, so could you tell us your story? How did you get on the Fijian team?
Well, my mum's from Fiji, so I do have a connection through there. And they originally had a men's Fijian team, but they were really hoping to promote women's chess, but they didn't have enough people for a team. And there's the big problem with finances as well. They couldn't fund a team to go out and play. So in a way to help support, Australia sends out a few of its players to the Pacific region to help support and promote chess in countries that can't support themselves. And I'm a big advocate for promoting women's chess. So I practically jumped at the opportunity just to be able to go there and help and encourage more people that, hey, you know, there's lots of guys, but we can even the numbers. We're just as good as the men. It's a test of wits and skills. It's not brawn, or, you know, you don't have to be big and strong. It's just your brains. And women can be smart, and we can hold our own as well. We don't have to be held back by stereotypes or anything like that.
That's well stated. Now back home, Hilda, what are you, a student, or are you in the university, or what's your status?
I'm a student. I'm still in high school, actually. I'm in my second last year. So that's like, we say form 6, but it's like, what year?
It'll be year 11.
Yeah, year 11.
Last year.
Yeah, year 11.
So in America, we say junior, that you're a junior.
Oh, okay.
And next year you'll be a senior. So what are you studying in school? Do you have a concentration,
year 12.
Oh, year 12.
9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, year 12. Because we have year 13 and
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So what do you study there?
I'm taking pure science, so that's just basically, you know, chem, bio, and things like that. Science.
So are you going to be a physician, or what do you aspire to?
I'm still unsure, but I'm really interested in taking up medicine. So yeah, something along those lines would be nice.
And I understand you are in the education field. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Okay, I am a high school teacher, so I teach year 8 to 12. I don't know what that is like in America. And I
8 to 12.
Oh, okay. All right. And I teach all the sciences, so physics, maths, and science. And it was kind of ironic because I never thought I'd be a teacher, but all my jobs kind of led me towards that way. I was coaching chess in schools, doing tutoring, and teaching is absolutely fantastic in that you can travel and you can, you know, travel the world, meet new people, and still have a job. And being a teacher has really helped with chess because I've been able to go out to schools and support chess, because there are a lot of schools that are interested but they don't have anybody that know how to play. And so every school I go to, even if they don't have a team, I'll get one together and I'll get chess coaching. And I've left every school I've been to, I've left with a team. So yeah, it's been really good in helping promote chess, and especially being female, the girls feel much more comfortable to come and join in, and they don't feel alienated by the boys. I'll get up in the front and be like, yes, we can do it.
So are you on any of the FIDE commissions for women's chess?
Not officially, no.
Okay, well, you probably, there might be something that that would be good for you. You know, it would help give you more, I guess, insight and more strategies in terms of how to expand. So this chess activity, have you been playing long? We're going back to Hilda. Have you been playing chess long, or is this something that you plan to pursue?
I have been playing chess for a while. I learned when I was in year one, but then I never took it seriously until my brother started taking it up when he was in primary school at the time. So yeah, hopefully I keep on. Yeah, I'm planning on pursuing chess. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any aspirations in terms of titles or rating, anything like that?
Yeah, I want hopefully
world champion.
I think I'm just gonna start from, you know, getting a title in the Oceania, and
okay,
probably just, you know, getting better from there. I don't want to jinx it or anything.
Right, right. Yeah. I understand. So, and you sound like you're going to be, Kieran, a politician.
A politician.
A chess politician. You're going to go to all the FIDE general assemblies and raise your points, right?
I don't know about politician, but I love chess. Chess is one of my passions, and I love helping and supporting people, and in any way I can. So, yeah, I'm not out there to specifically just do politics or anything.
Right.
I just, you know, I want to encourage more people.
Well, those are all the questions I have, and I appreciate you all sharing with me your passions, or our passion for chess, and a little bit about Fiji. I think Fiji is a place that is often forgotten. It's very small. You don't hear about it a whole lot, but I certainly enjoyed talking with both of you, and hopefully I'll see you at future Olympiad tournaments.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. This is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off in Istanbul. Thank you.
All right.